Good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, the verdict came down yesterday in the Boston Marathon bombing, and the jury convicted Johar Tsarnaev of all 30 charges. He's been found responsible for the deaths of three people who died in the bombing and the killing of a Massachusetts Institute of Technology police officers gunned down days later. The sentencing phase is next. We don't know whether it will be the death penalty or not. Both sides will argue their case, and including I heard this morning that the defense will bring in psychologists or psychiatrists to try to explain why Tsarnaev ended up doing what he did.
Look, they're going to argue that the older brother was the controlling force in this. They're going to paint this kid as naive, but it won't fly. You know, this is one of the most heinous episodes that we have ever seen in the Massachusetts area. And the only question is philosophical, which is, will the state put this guy to death? The jury, I suspect, is going to be appalled by what they saw. The fact that they convicted on 30 out of 30 charges means that they weren't going to insult any of the victims by saying, you didn't count, but we want to split the difference here. They sent a message, and the message was, you know, you do this in America, you're going to be held accountable for what you're doing. Now comes the sentencing phase, and we will see whether or not a jury wants to put people to death. We have seen the polling, which says no, but there certainly can be 12 good people who say we expect that to happen. My bet is life in prison.
Let's talk a little bit about the shooting that occurred in North Charleston, South Carolina. And the headline today in the Times, citizen video reignites debate on officers' use of deadly force. They're editorializing as well. The shooting death in South Carolina underscores problems with poorly trained police officers using deadly force and then lying about it, why it was necessary.
You know, David, I'm not sure that that is the way to frame this debate. I suspect that what we see here is the psychology of the police who are recruited to these forces. What are their original dispositions? What do they feel? Judge Jerome Frank, long gone, but a brilliant jurist, wrote a book in which he said that every judge ought to be psychoanalyzed because, you know, you put somebody of color, you put somebody who is white in front of somebody, see whether or not their minds are up to the task of being not prejudicial. When I see some of the people, some, not all, but some, a very few as a matter of fact, who are recruited, whose initial reaction may be that it's appropriate for me to just fire 6 or 8 shots into this guy's back. And you say, well, how can anybody do that? What I was astounded by was the news this morning that the town was going to adopt shoulder cameras for every police officer. Look, the reason that we're finding these kinds of compromised police officers is because we have people taking pictures all the time. Everybody's iPhone can take a picture. It's revolutionized things. But can you imagine if every police officer is aware that they are wearing a camera on their shoulder?
Less than a minute, but I want to just touch with you on The Contender, an unauthorized biography of New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. And Michael Schneerson, you had an hour-long interview with him yesterday, set to air next Thursday, and wow, what a book.
Look, this is a brilliant man. He has written a book. I don't know how he did it. He had to talk to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people to do it, but he has every nuance, every dot of this. Basically, when you say that you find a governor suspect, which he clearly does, and politically motivated, so what's new? But he's got it all, every bit of it. And I tell you, anybody who wanted to know about state government better read this book. Otherwise, leave your credentials at the door.